Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel is shaping up to be warm, with sunny skies expected across major cities. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem will enjoy pleasant weather, perfect for outdoor activities. In the evening, temperatures will cool down slightly, offering a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the Pentagon removed four troops killed in renewed Iran fighting from the official war death toll, a decision raising questions about the proper counting of war impacts earlier today. Also, JNS reports that earlier this morning, at a White House meeting, Prime Minister Netanyahu aims to keep President Trump focused on Iran's nuclear program, according to former Israeli envoy Danny Ayalon. Also this hour, Walla reveals that senior White House officials have stated Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon will not occur before Hezbollah is disarmed, as clarified by U.S. administration sources earlier today. Separately, JTA reports Prime Minister Netanyahu is set to meet President Trump with Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia as key topics. The sale of F-35s to Turkey is creating tension, with the U.S. president making strong statements earlier today. And finally, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, fear of an attack has been removed following an incident where a 17-year-old was injured by a Palestinian vehicle, causing chaos at a gas station earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a political analyst, noted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has landed in the United States ahead of his meeting with President Trump and attending Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral. Me24, a Middle East news service, reported earlier today that President Trump claims recent talks with Iran have become very friendly, attributing this to recent U.S. military pressure. Joe Truzman, an analyst, mentioned just minutes ago that Shiite pilgrims on the road to Karbala in Iraq have been seen defacing posters of President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Pentagon's decision, the Times of Israel explains that the removal of four troops from the war death toll has sparked debate. The Pentagon denies hiding the growing impact of conflict on U.S. service members, attributing the change to a counting error. This decision could impact how the U.S. public perceives military engagements in the region. Turning to the White House meeting, JNS provides insight into Netanyahu's strategy. The Prime Minister plans to present new intelligence to President Trump, emphasizing the urgency of Iran's nuclear threat. Danny Ayalon suggests this move could influence U.S. foreign policy decisions regarding Iran, potentially affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Walla's report highlights the conditions set by the U.S. for Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon. The disarmament of Hezbollah is seen as a crucial step, reflecting Washington's strategic interests in curbing Hezbollah's influence. This stance could delay any Israeli troop movements, impacting security dynamics in the region. Moving to Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump, JTA outlines the key issues on the table, including Iran, Gaza, and Saudi relations. The discussion around F-35 sales to Turkey adds another layer of complexity. Diplomatic outcomes from this meeting may shape future arms deals and alliances in the Middle East. Finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew covers the chaotic scene at a gas station where tensions flared after a Palestinian vehicle injured an Israeli teen. Israeli citizens responded by blocking vehicles and engaging in stone throwing. This incident underscores the ongoing volatility in Israeli-Palestinian relations and the potential for violence to escalate. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Moovit is cutting 30% of its workforce as Mobileye shifts focus in its $915 million acquisition. The transportation app is downsizing as Mobileye redirects resources towards the robotaxi era. Separately, according to Globes, Amnon Shashua will step down as CEO of Mobileye. He has been offered the role of chairman, but has not yet decided whether to accept it. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a call to the Minister of Justice to increase the proportion of foreign workers in Israel. The move is deemed essential by the construction sector to meet labor demands. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.